everybody. Hi, babe. How are you?
Hi, husband.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
This is the Coming Together podcast, and I'm John.
And I'm Christine.
I keep wanting to switch that around because on our old one, we did it reverse, but...
Right, and you never got it right that time either.
We did it like the reverse cowgirl, my favorite.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, I think it is. We should talk about that on a future episode. No. I already know what your face looks like. It's ingrained in my mind. I don't need to see it while I'm doing the deed, but I do like to see the buns, and it's very, like, I don't know, it's great.
Okay.
It's all the right spots.
Okay.
You enjoy it too, don't you?
Sometimes. It's a little hard on the legs. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
We should save this for a future episode, because tonight, I'm thinking of good vibrations.
Oh, God, please don't ever do that again. Like, never again.
She's given me excitations. Do you think that song was about a vibrator?
Don't think so.
Oh, well, tonight we're going to talk about sex toys and ones that could be used in, you know, for couples. I think the old trope out there is that the you see in movies and whatever that the vibrator or dildo is for masturbatorial purposes. Did I just make up a word?
No, I think that's right.
Masturbatorial. But, you know, like, I don't know. We can also probably save this for a future episode, too. But, you know, some couples, whether it's religion or otherwise, kind of look down upon masturbation.
Sure.
I think you do, because you worry that I'm thinking about, you know, some other hot woman instead of yourself.
Partly.
And you claim to not even know how to do it. For yourself.
I don't really.
But there's tools out there that are pretty foolproof. I mean, you just put them in and hit the button.
But why would I do that when I just have you?
Because I'm not around all the time.
But I don't need it all the time.
And so. You're a sexual being.
Okay, but I can wait till you're here.
Yes, and I think you're touching on a different point here, that it's not just the action or the feeling that is attractive to you. It's doing it with me, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Make sure you say that. Had me a little worried here.
Sorry.
So anyway, we're going to talk about toys and introducing them into your marital bed.
Sure.
And, you know, that it's okay to do so. You know?
It's like encouraged.
By some, yes, it is encouraged, but some people are scared of it.
By a lot, actually.
So real quick, before we get into your side, I wanted to just talk about something I found from thecut.com. Or I guess, I'm sorry, no, it's The Cut, which is a thing in, I don't know, New York Magazine or something. Anyway. This is the history of sex toys that goes back 30,000 years.
30,000?
According to this article.
That seems a bit weird.
It says, the history of the modern dildo is longer than you think. Pun intended.
That was really good.
I really do like a good pun headline.
It must have been really hard for them to come up with that.
Wow. Nice. Thanks. Can I hit the rim shot button?
No, you may not.
Anyway, there's a quote in here that says, 30,000 years ago, our ancestors had been hunched over carving 8-inch long penises out of sillstone. 8 inches, man. Lucky people. What exactly these phallic stone objects were used for is up for debate among various archaeologists. Can you imagine going to college and becoming an archaeologist to study penis carvings? They probably thought, oh, I'm going to dig up dinosaurs and whatever. And they're studying penis carvings. Should be called a dickiologist.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that maybe they were called master debaters.
Oh, nice. Wow. Anyway, they argue that it was used to sharpen tools, but their size and shape seem more than a little coincidental. And then now, you know, many millennia later, there's objects clearly designed as sex toys that look like the same thing that were on these walls and carved out of stone. So, sure.
Are you sure they weren't like old-fashioned seventh graders that like to just carve penises into things all the time?
Maybe.
I mean,
I'm sure the male immaturity goes back many years.
Sure.
But the point here is that, again, pun intended, sex toys have a long history.
Right.
They've been around in various forms forever. And, you know, I think vibrators and dildos are something that's been around forever. We should have called this show Vibrators and Dildos.
Okay.
With John and Christine. I don't know. Anyway, what do you have for us over there? You had some information to share that you looked up as well.
Yeah. So, according to a study, and I unfortunately cut off the name. Oh, no. Bustle magazine. 82% of the people that they surveyed were feeling like their sex life was not exciting anymore.
Okay.
Okay. That's a lot of a of
that
a
is
group.
A lot.
It's 82%. That's pretty crazy.
It's probably why people cheat, I would say, is the leading cause too, maybe.
Maybe. I would think so. But anyway, of the couples that were surveyed, 52% of them say that sex toys saved their relationship.
Really?
Yes.
Sex toys to the rescue.
Yes.
I like that.
So this article continues to say that using sex toys as a couple can help to encourage communication, helps to like open up, you know, being able to tell your partner how you feel and what you want, makes it a little easier that way.
Yeah.
And kind of brings you closer together, which is interesting.
It is. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, how do you do it as a couple without, you know, talking about it first and saying, hey, are you okay with this vibrating rod I'd like to put in your butt or whatever, wherever wow. it may go? But you have to communicate. You can't just show up with it one day. That's going to cause all kinds of suspicion and problems.
I would right. think. Well, and they even said that the very act of like searching for the right one can be like a really good bonding moment. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of hot. Mm-hmm. Do you remember way back when we went to a sex shop in Pasadena and picked out our first toy that we ever tried?
I do.
We were hot for each other that night, walking around looking at that stuff. You were a little nervous.
I was
a little weirded
very uncomfortable.
Out, but, I mean, it was still kind of exciting, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think for different reasons it was for you than for me.
Why? What, do you think I was looking at the nudie things in there or what?
No, I was like... It was like, woo, it's taboo. So it was exciting in that way.
I was just thinking about what it was going to do to you.
Yeah,
which it did do wonderful things to you.
It did.
So anyway,
it served
carry
its
on.
Purpose.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I had to say.
Oh, I thought you had some. Oh, those are your stats? The 82%?
Those were my stats, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That is a high number.
That's a high number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that. So the reason we're talking about this, the reason we started this podcast, if you're new, is because we found this kind of newfound, what would you say? Spark, I guess?
Yeah.
Sexiness in the relationship. And it was, you know, spearheaded, pun intended, by you. You decided you wanted to be more comfortable with your sexuality and your body and try new things. And you're on this Facebook group by a friend of ours.
I am.
That sells all kinds of things, Amazon, including naughty things.
Yes. Because it's an all-women's group.
Yeah. And one of the things on there, what's it called?
Oh, God. It's got like a really long name. Let me see if I can
find it. Is it the, well, we call it the purple vagina eater because it's purple.
Do
but,
we?
I but didn't realize the P word that you discussed last episode you don't like using. That's what I call it.
Okay. I think it's because it's associated with like...
weakness?
Yeah. Which I don't like because I feel like as a woman, I'm incredibly strong.
Yeah, and yours is very strong.
Stop it. All right, this is the entire title.
Yes.
It is. Clitoral sucking vibrator, G-spot dildo rabbit vibrator, waterproof rechargeable heating dildo vibrator. Clit stimulated with 10 vibration and 3 suction patterns, adult sex toys for women couples.
That is wordy.
Yeah.
They must be one of those Chinese jobs. That's the title. They always have the longest, weirdest titles.
So this showed up on air. Should I say the name of it? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
why not?
I guess I can. Yeah. Erica's Deals on Facebook. If you're a woman, check it.
Yes, if you're a woman, check it out, I think you were going to say.
Nope. Check it.
Check it.
Yep. If you're a guy, too bad, so sad, you can't join.
Yeah, it's discrimination a little bit, but I get it.
It is. Well, so this comes up on Lightning Deal every now and then, and every time it gets tons of comments.
Yeah.
Underneath it with people like, oh, this is the best. Oh, I've never had anything better than this. Oh, this is fabulous. So I brought it to your attention and I said we should try this one. So we did, right?
We did. And, you know, this wasn't our first go around. Like I mentioned, we tried a different one in the past. Mm-hmm. We have, the name is escaping me now, a pillow. The wedge
Liberator.
Pillow. The Liberator. We have... the small wedge version of that we've tried. By the way, we should break that thing
we
back
should.
Out.
We should. We haven't done that in a long time.
Been stuck under the bed for a while. Is that it? That's all we've tried, right?
Yeah.
We've tried the those wipes things for me that make me last like 4 hours. But other than that, I don't think we've really tried anything different. Maybe like a condom with like a sensual warming, you know, lube on it or something. I don't know, but we haven't tried anything too outrageous, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No swings, no whips, no chains.
No.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think if we want to move to the just the tips part here, I want to tell all the fellas out there, like, don't be scared. Some people may have this complex, like, oh, this toy is going to replace me. She'll like it better than me. She'll use it more than me, you know. And maybe I just lucked out with you and your odd feelings toward
you probably
masturbatorial
did.
Activities. I probably did, but it definitely doesn't replace me. I don't think anyway. At least you don't tell me that you even touch it when I'm not around.
No.
And fellas and ladies, it kicks the sex up a notch for both people.
I'd say more than a notch.
And it's not even like I use it on myself, but I get super turned on using it on you, and it does magical things to you.
Yes.
Do you want to describe or?
No, I don't, but.
Okay.
I'm not going to describe it, but I'm going to let Cece Medina describe it for you.
Okay, yes. Let's hear this.
Cece has a fabulous review.
Let's hear Cece.
Let's just give you the title. The title of the review is My Soul Has Ascended Into the Light. Cece says, Laud. Like all the A's and the W's.
My good Laud.
If you don't stop playing with me, thank you, hallelujah. I was guided to the best toy a woman could ask for. I have a few vibrators, and this one is now my favorite. I can't explain the level of enlightenment I just reached. I've elevated to the 22nd dimension. My soul has left my body and found peace. When I tell you this is absolutely worth it, hurry up and buy. From vibrating suction, which is epic, to heating, I died in peace. I'm writing this review from heaven.
It heats up.
Yeah, you knew that.
I did not know that. How do I do that?
I don't know.
Is there a button I'm supposed to push?
I'm in the middle of reading something. I don't know.
I had no idea about the heating. Wow, let's wrap this up.
Okay, it says, I have completely ascended into the light. I just recreated the Big Bang all over again with this toy. F a dude, nice. I'm good for a while.
I love it.
My life's mission has been accomplished. Thank you, whoever made this beautiful, fun toy. Yes, Lord.
That reminds me of the review I wrote for the jazz wedge pillow on Amazon, similar to that.
I don't remember.
The jazz is music to our ears and all this stuff. You can really, when you're writing a review about a sex toy, you can really go crazy with the puns and whatnot. You got another one for us?
No.
Oh, you just wanted to share that one?
Yeah, that was it. That was the one that made me like, okay, this is it. This is the one.
All right. Well, again, for the just the tips, don't be afraid to introduce these things. I think that even if you're, you know, goody two shoes, uber religious, whatever. I mean, maybe some people, it might be a little taboo still, I guess, depending on your situation. But, you know, gay, straight, bi, pan, whatever. Have a little fun, man.
Yeah.
And it feels good. And there's nothing naughty about it if you're doing it with your partner, right?
Well, I mean, no.
Is there?
I still have the Catholic guilt on me sometimes.
Yeah, I understand that part of it, because every time we partake, we're supposed to be trying to repopulate the earth. But
right.
I don't want any kids because ours suck. And so I definitely don't want to produce any more kids from this genetic pool. They're cute and they're nice, but they suck. And okay. So I don't want to have any more of those. So I get that piece. I totally get it. But I also think I'm kind of a new school Catholic that I feel like if you're going to do it right. Have some fun. It's good for your marriage, which a marriage is a sacrament.
It is very good for your marriage.
And if you want to make that sacrament last, you have to have a little fun.
Agreed.
And you have to keep doing these things, right?
Yes.
So that's my advice for everyone. Don't be afraid. If you've been thinking about it, if you're on the fence, just go for it, man.
They're not that expensive.
And if you need some ideas, I happen to look up the 39 best toys for married couples. Or just couples in general.
Specifically.
According to therapists, because like I said in the beginning, a lot of these are viewed as a singular tool to pleasure yourself.
Right.
Well, these ones help pleasure both people.
Now,
if you use them right.
Are these toys strictly heterosexual couples or any gendered couples?
Well, I think they're any gendered, especially the one that looks like a star.
Oh, okay.
Because you can rub it over any body part any erogenous zone. But I feel like if you're, I mean, I don't mean to gross anybody out, but if you're gay, for example, and things go in the butt, I feel like any of these toys you could do that with and it would feel good. I don't know. I have no idea, but I think that it, I mean, obviously for a lesbian couple, you know, these are vibrators and whatnot. Right. So can you tell by the way I'm speaking, I'm very uncomfortable. I don't want to say something wrong here, but I feel like most of them could be used. What? You know, the one you showed me that you said you want to get next, I don't think that could be used other than with heterosexual folks.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I just didn't know if there was a specific.
But the, you know, the Lello Tor 2, which is the brand, which is a vibrating cock ring.
Oh.
I feel like the fellas could use that on each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes around the penis, which both guys have, and it vibrates. How do you go wrong with that? Sounds great.
I don't think you can.
It retails for $139,
though. That's a little steep. That's
a little high. The Magic Wand Original, which is made by Hitachi.
Oh.
So you know you're getting good quality electronics. You've seen this. You had to have seen this in movies or shows or
Yes, I've seen something similar to that, which looks really painful.
It's not. It doesn't go in. It's like a massager. No,
I know, but I don't, yeah.
It's got the head is soft.
But that seems like it would be really painful. It looks like those percussion massagers you use at the gym.
Well, at a store, like the Theragun.
Yeah.
just really beat the hell out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the funniest part of one of the Naked Gun movies. They go into a sex shop and he turns on a leaf blower that has a dildo at the end. It's just like super vibrant. Oh, I can't imagine. That's your Theragun reference made me think of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, maybe what is painful about this is the price. It retails for $150.
Yeah, I don't need that huge thing.
But it's called the Magic Wand Original. And it's just basically a big massager for your vagina.
We didn't share, which I will do now.
Yeah.
The one that we got retails for $29.99.
Yeah, great deal, folks.
And sometimes it's on lightning deal, which is, I think, when we got it.
And it is dynamite lightning in the bedroom. That is worth every penny.
That was actually quite a lot of the reviews were that they have some that are much more expensive and not even close to the quality.
Well, and just to show that this is not such a taboo thing anymore, you can buy these at Target.
Really?
Yeah, I almost bought one at Target before you found this when we decided we wanted to, you know, get some good vibrations going. They have some that are made by, I think, Trojan or KY or something. Mm-hmm. They sell all different shapes and sizes at Target.
So, we are woke, friends.
Tell your kids to close their eyes when you go down that aisle, but they're next to the condoms.
I usually do anyway. That's not where I bring the kids.
This one's called We Vibe Sync, and it's another kind of...
That's the one.
It's like this is the one you want. That's the one. So this one is particularly for a couple, heterosexual couple. It even says that they recommend it for heterosexual couples. I don't know how you would do it otherwise. So,
well, I think you could still... The point is it's hands-free, which is nice.
So it says here that it's a cuff-shaped vibrator.
Yes.
That has a pancake-shaped top that stimulates the clitoral area.
Mm-hmm.
And a smaller vibrator that slips inside while you're having penetrative sex.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. To stimulate
the G-spot. But you didn't get to the best part.
What's the best part?
You can sync up the vibrations to music.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's pretty cool. I already
have some songs in mind.
We've got some ideas.
What songs would you sync it up to?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I don't know. Maybe some like Linkin Park or something. Some really strong bass beats.
I would totally sync it up to Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Okay.
You know that song. The one me and Jacob sing.
I don't remember
that
what it sounds like.
Terrible. Or maybe some Tom Sawyer by Rush. Because I know how much you love
it. Gross.
Do you also have to listen to the song? Because then that would work out.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But it is remote controlled.
Here's one.
And hold on.
Oh, I'm holding.
You can control it with an app. So if you're ever like, you know, on a business trip or something, you can still use it.
Oh, I can still participate.
Yeah.
Great. But if I'm using the app, I won't be able to use the FaceTime to see all of this.
Yeah, I think you probably could.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Here's one I think I might get for you just for those lonely nights. It's called
Oh Me Bod.
Club Vibe. It is a remote control vibrating panties.
I don't get it.
Well, I mean, I think this would be great to wear in like a boring business meeting. You just hold the remote control in your pocket and hit the button.
It's
and
just
every
like
now
that
and then
movie.
You're just like,
do you remember that movie?
I think I do.
With Katherine Heigl?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. That's it. That was the premise.
All right.
She was wearing the panties and he kept messing with the remote control.
Okay. This one is called the Intimina Rhea Personal Massager. It looks similar to ours at a website called Pharmaca.
Oh.
Pharmaca. It's only $36. Oh. Good deal. This is one of the ones I talked about. I think you can get at Target. It's called, it's Target. Here's the link right here. The Trojan Divine Multi-Speed Vibrating Massager. Hmm. Available at your local Target.
I love how they add the word massager.
For the low price. Like,
it's a massager.
Are you ready for this? Yes. The low price of $17. Use your red card.
$17, 5%, baby.
Amazing. Here's another one of your couple's Wee Vibe.
Yeah, that's the deals. Other one.
It looks frightening, but I mean, we're going to have to check it out. Now, this one I found interesting.
Okay.
It's called the Vesper Necklace.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's basically like a metal rod that you wear around your neck.
Yeah.
That has a tasteful message on it, like, I come first or something. But you can, you know, hey, maybe we should get some branded ones for the show coming together.
Sure.
And people, we could sell them to all 10 of the listeners.
Okay. That'd be good.
Anyway, apparently if you're in the mood.
Do you think your mom really wants one?
That's good stuff. I really hope she doesn't listen.
She probably does.
Maybe.
Because she's a good mom.
Apparently, if you are in the mood, you just undo your necklace and drop it on down and you have a vibrator that's right there good to go. It literally looks like almost like a whistle. It's like just a metal rod.
Yeah, it's like one of those. That's the style, too, to have like a...
Yeah, like a straight bar necklace, or something.
Yeah.
Basically, like I said, it's very tasteful. No one would ever know you have a vibrator around your neck. It's a 60,
until it like starts going vroom, like when you're sitting there.
At a website called Love Crave, you can get it for the low price of $69. Yeah.
Of course, it's $69.
Now, this is one I'm interested in, and it's available on Amazon right now. Price cut, $13.
Oh.
Lightning deal. The Trojan Ultra Touch Fingertip Vibrator. Because that's, I really love
intriguing.
It. I really love it when my fingers are stimulated. I'm just recalling when I first told you about this. You're like, why would you want to stimulate your fingers? I'm like, no, babe. It's for my fingers on you. Ooh. Shows how naive you still are.
I am.
Even though we have the purple lightning clitoral sucking vibrating toy. Whatever you call it.
G-spot suction something or other.
Yeah. Here's another one called Dame Fin, the small finger vibrator. This one's a little more expensive at $85. Now, this one I'm intrigued about. It's called... People might want to put your Google on incognito mode for this one. It's called Cute Little Fuckers. Starsea Silicone Rechargeable Waterproof Vibrator.
Is this the star one?
Yeah. The whole concept is that these can be used by anybody, any gender or orientation, and for any orifice or part of your body. You can use it over your nipples, over your vulva, or over a penis, or over easy. It's like all these over things.
Can I put it on my kneecap?
I think so. If you have a little knee pain, it probably works like a massager. But basically, your whole body is covered in nerve endings.
My
and
big
you can
toe.
Use this on all of them. Just enjoy putting the stimulation all over and explore.
Okay.
And it's got a cute little face. Cute little fucker.
Oh, it does have a cute little face. That's a really cute face.
Now, this one, I actually, you want to get your...
Are we going to go through all 36 of these or whatever?
No, I'm going to stop after
whatever?
This one.
Okay.
Because the rest of these are just, you know, oddly shaped purple things. But this
why
one...
Why is purple?
This one I'm interested
What's
in.
What's with purple?
I think next we'll buy the cuff like you want to try. Okay. Because I really want to sync
I wanna,
it to like...
I want
to
check that out.
Yeah, I really want to sync it up to like Forgot About Dre. Yeah.
Actually, that wouldn't be so bad because it would just be like a constant bump, 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 bump.
This one's a little more expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a vibrator sound effect. I think this might be the third one we'll buy. This is the Love Honey Happy Rabbit Vibrating Cock Ring.
Okay.
It looks like a little rabbit. It's got
like?
Little bunny ears.
Oh my God, that looks frightening.
But basically the penis
why
goes through the
like
ring.
Why does it have like a huge, looks like
I don't know what that
being
is.
Being impaled.
I don't know what that, I think that's the vibrating mechanism.
Oh
but
God.
Basically this one comes with a remote that you would hold.
Oh.
And if you feel like you want a little more, you want the bunny ears to move around a little more, you hit the button. Or if you want a little more vibration on the ring part for the big C, you can control it. And it'd be like, I have no idea. All of a sudden I'd just be like, you know, I think it'd be good.
Okay.
Very surprising.
Please
for
don't
both
make
of
that
us.
Noise.
Anyway, it has bunny ears. like a handheld rabbit vibrator, I guess that's a thing, and can be used with a remote, meaning that you can use it and use the remote and can be in total control for the low price of $49.
Well, that's not too bad.
From Love Honey Happy Rabbit Vibrating Cock Rings.
LoveHoneyHappyRabbit.com.
So that's all the ones I'm going to go through. The rest are just, you know, like two-headed dildos, or there's a lot of attachments in that list for that first one I told you, the Hitachi, the original.
Attachments.
Yeah, like a different shaped cone you can put on it, or a different type. I don't know. They have like a suction mode.
Okay.
All kinds of things, because apparently all those things feel good. I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. So what else do we got?
That's, I think, it.
Yeah. So if you're in the market, please look up our list. Maybe I'll post a link to that article when I do a post this week for this episode. And if you're on the fence about trying something fun and something new, just do it.
Do it.
Just go buy it and give it a try. And if you don't like it, I guess you could always sell it on Facebook Marketplace. Gently used vibrator.
Ew.
Only used once.
Ew.
Gross. Yeah. Yes.
That's another tip. This is something we've learned today. Do not buy sex toys off of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, or lingerie or any of that stuff. That's just a little weird. Just don't do totally that. Weird. Or if you do, because you're trying to save a buck, sanitize.
Hey, boil, speaking of which,
wash it.
Ours is dishwasher safe.
Oh, that might be a shock to the kids when they go to empty it. What kind of kitchen gadget is this? Nothing. Don't worry.
It's an immersion blender.
Yes, it is. And on that note, let's close this one out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we hope that we helped you if you've been thinking about, you know, buying a vibrator or a happy rabbit cock ring. And cheers.
Cheers.